And you know what, Brother Terry, we're still learning. We're still learning. We're still students. We're still being taught. Aren't you glad about it this morning? Well, isn't it good to be in church? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give Jesus a big old hand clap of praise this morning. Praise the Lord. Did you enjoy service here last night? Did Brother Fred Mullins, did he bring the word of the Lord? Wasn't it wonderful? Well, I know it's just, it's going to be better today than it was last night. Because every service just seems like gets a little bit better. We're so blessed to be in the house of God. We got folks still coming in, so make as much room as you can. If you got children, put them under the, if you got purses, put them under the seats, books or whatever. Let's make all the room that we can this morning. Shake somebody's hand. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church today. Play it, boys, if you will. Good night. Trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
He is the mighty God.
trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all. Yes, through it all. I've learned to depend upon His word.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a minute while we look at her prayer request this morning. There's a sister from Arizona, has a very, very urgent, unspoken prayer request that she would like for this assembly to pray about. We'll just commit that to the Lord. Sister Boone says, I have some unspoken prayer requests. We'll just commit these needs unto the Lord. God certainly is aware and knows what's going on. Sister Phoebe Therese says, please pray for traveling mercies for Brother Darrell and Brother Danny. They're leaving to come home this afternoon from an overseas meeting. Thank you, and may God bless. So let's pray that the Lord would just protect our brothers and give them traveling mercy. We'll remember Kyle Fusher in prayer today. He is leaving for basic training today and will be gone for about 5 months. So we certainly want to pray for Kyle that the Lord would just be mindful of him, give him protection while he's away. Sister Lana Jones says, please pray for the Roncalli family. There's sickness in that home, so let's pray that God would just be with them, give them healing. Prayer request for Sister Janet Kennedy, who is sick, unable to be in the service today. Let's just commit her to the Lord. Here's a prayer request for Brother Tracy Brizendine. He's in very serious condition this morning. Pray for the Lord's mercy and strength. So we just want to pray for Brother Tracy that God will be mindful of him. Please remember two women from Adams County, Ohio, Pat Smith and Paula Richardson, both have been diagnosed with cancer. The McFarlands send that request in, so we certainly want to pray for that. Sister Melissa Savari says, please pray for my husband, Matthew. He is sick today, so let's pray for that need, that God would just touch our brother. You have an unspoken prayer request this morning, something you'd like for this group to pray about. Let's stand to our feet, if you will. We believe we're serving a God that can move on behalf of every need. Is that right? Let's sing that little chorus together one more time. Through it all, we're learning how to depend more and more upon the Lord, aren't we? Oh, yes, now through it all. Yes, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all. Yes, through.
Father, no truer words have been spoken, Lord. You have taught us to trust you. Lord, we struggle with fear sometimes, Father, about what people are going to think of us or how they're going to misunderstand us. We struggle with fear about what you're going to do, whether or not you're going to heal us, whether or not you're going to come into the situation and take control, Lord. We get these fears. They try to come against us, Lord. But why should we fear something that you've already taken care of, something that's already done? The healing is already accomplished, Lord. Your word is rooted in eternity, Lord. We can stand on it and it will not move. No matter what happens, no matter what comes against us, Father, we stand on your word and we look to you, Lord, for guidance and for leadership and for love, Lord. We look to you, Lord, to come to our brother this morning and give us the words of life and draw us close to your bosom, Lord. We look to you to guide us completely through this world of darkness, Lord, and shine a light on the path as we must walk it, Lord, and show us the next step before it comes. Lord, we trust you with all these things, with our brothers and sisters who are in dire need this morning, Lord. We know that we can trust you beyond anything, Father. We know that you're more than a brother. You're closer than a brother. You're more than a father. You're closer than a father. You inhabit our very souls, Lord. You come into us and you seal us right into your own spirit, Lord God. You make us one body. You knit us together in love. Lord, there's no separation, no division in this body, Lord. And your bride, as we wait for you, as we call for you and say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We look for your spirit this morning, Lord, to anoint us, to anoint the singing, Lord, to anoint the preaching, Lord, to come into us and draw us close to you, Father. We're trusting you, Lord, as we dedicate this service to you, as we hand it over to you, Lord, as we worship you, as we open our hearts to you, Lord, and let you come in to change us, to grow us, to strengthen us, Lord. We give it all to you this morning, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord Jesus, and dedicate it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brett. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting today with us in this service, we certainly want to welcome you. And I know we do have a lot of visitors here today. Let's give our visitors a nice hand, if you would. Praise the Lord. All those that are streaming, I pray this service would just be a tremendous blessing to those folks as well. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, you can beat that. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's sing it this morning.
High upon a mountain from where he ascended, the angel of said, don't stand here grieving for this one that you see leaving. In like manners coming back just like he said.
Oh, and I believe he's coming back like he said. I believe a trumpet's gonna sound. Soon see his appearing. Oh, this could be the hour. Do you wish this would be the day when the bride from every nation she starts to lose gravitation in the middle of the air? We'll be called away.
morning. Are you ready for it? Give him a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. You can be seated this morning. We've got a lot to get done here today. And we certainly want to give Brother Fred plenty of time to bring us the word of the Lord. But Brother Fred Jr., I know he's here. I just can't see him right now. There he is. Stand up here, brother. Come on up here and sing. How many of you enjoyed him singing last night? Praise the Lord. We certainly appreciate these folks, don't we? Bless you, buddy. Let's give them another hand as they get ready to sing this morning. Then I believe our young people, I don't know exactly how many, but I know it's a pretty good group. I want you, as they finish their song, you all come to the platform and be getting ready to sing, okay? Our young people from here at the church.
Praise the Lord.
I love you all. We thank you for your hospitality. I would like to say that these are my children, Sierra. This is Fred IV, Matthew, and Tyler. These are my children. Can y'all give them a hand? It's my children. Amen. Man, we're going to sing a song this morning, and we're going to do it a cappella. So y'all just pray for us. Amen. Y'all ready?
When we fall on our knees
with our
face to the rising sun,
this presence this morning. How many love being in this presence?
This is the air I breathe.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. I love his presence. Can you sing it with me again? Say, this is the air. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, Lord. Your holy presence living in me. And I'm desperate for you, Lord. And I'm desperate for you. For you. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. Say it again, I'm desperate for you, Lord. I'm desperate for you, Lord. I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. Your holy presence. Living and guiding us, Lord. Living in me. Can we say it one more time? This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. This is your holy presence, Lord. Your holy presence living in me. Living in me. Come on and sing. I'm desperate. And I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I would be like a ship without a sail. And Lord, I'm so desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. And I'm
And I know that if y'all could be up here, you'd be with us right now. But we wanted to dedicate this to Brother Donnie today. We love you.
Some will say it's foolish, some that it's absurd, but still we choose to build our lives upon God's holy word. We know it's always perfect, we trust it in all things. It's holy and it's right, so whatever this life brings,
we stand on what is timeless, we stand on what is true, we stand upon a shame no matter what the world may do, we stand upon this rock, spoken by the Lord of all, and no other lives built on sand may fall, we stand.
It may not be in fashion, it may not be in vogue, but when we look at empty lives all around, we know we could live pursuing power, thinking pleasure satisfies. God's light cuts through the shadows, revealing there just lies.
We stand on what is timeless, we stand on what is true.
Very nice. Thank you. It's very nice. Well, y'all ready for him? So enjoyed the service last night. So appreciate it. Appreciate Brother Fred and the saints that have come up to be with us. During this time, we so love them, appreciate them, don't we, with all of our hearts. If you can keep that mic on, we should be doing good today.
God is so so good. Yeah. Brother Danny, come on. Come on up here. Come on, Fred Willis. Come on, Fred. I'll do that with you in a minute. I'm going to let him do this song because several people asked me to let him sing, and he rolled all the way up here, and he's my big buddy. He takes care of me, too, I promise you. He's going to sing, I know the man is a country singer, but he's going to sing one of Randy Travis' songs entitled Down with the Old Man and Up with the New. Yeah. We'll sing what we know, but we ain't bring no papers with us, so we'll do the best we can. All right, Fred, find him. You need a mic, Brother Danny.
A summer's breeze made ripples on the pond, rattled through the reeds and the willow trees beyond. Daddy in his good hat and Mama in her Sunday dress watched with pride as I stood there in the waters up to my chest. And the preacher spoke about the cleansing blood as I sank my toes into that cool East Texas mud. And it was down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in the ways of life and in truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore, but I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound. There was glory in the air, and there was dinner on the ground. And my sins, which were many, were washed away and gone. Along with a buffalo nickel, I forgot to leave at home. But that seemed like such a small, small price to pay for the blessed peace of mind that came to me that day. And it was down with the old man and up with the new, raised to walk in the way of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore, but I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms. This road is long and dusty, sometimes the soul it must be cleansed, and I long rushing over me again. And it was down with the old man and up with the new, raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints
felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Said I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord.
Eliezer was sick and get a bride from Isaac. Yeah, we're gonna mess with it. I'm gonna do the mess around with it. I ain't gonna say I'm gonna sing it. I don't. That's how come I know these guys that can help me sing a little bit. You can start it, baby, if you want to. Go ahead and start it. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Eliezer was sent to get a bride for Isaac, and Rebecca in a far distant land. She believed every word he told her. She left home falling in a man to a place she never been. Marry a man she'd never seen. She'd love to hear him tell about Isaiah, following this camel train. Eliezer, tell me more, what Isaac really looks like. I never seen him get out. Journey to meet Isaac.
Say,
Rebecca said, I'm thirsty and it's hard. Eliezer said, don't worry, here's some ever-present water from the rock. She said, I'm hungry,
did you bring something to eat?
Here's some spiritual food in due season for you.
I got everything you need.
Saint Church! Eliezer, tell me more, what Isaac really looks like. I never seen, yet I could be his bride.
When I'm not hoarse, I sing this song at the church, and we do pretty good with it, but I'm hoarse, and I just, so you don't have to forgive me, but we, this song, I heard the Yuntz brother sing it, and I went to Mexico, and the Mexican brothers heard me sing it, and they learned to play that song, we practiced it, and every service I come out, they sung that song. And that man played, so the guitar player said, Brother Freddy, you got another song you can sing? Well, I was gone for a week, and they sung it. When they learned it, they sang it every service. Eliezer, tell me more. I'm glad Brother Brandon told us more. And the more he told me about him, the longer I wanted to see him. I longed to see my Isaac. Can you say amen? Took a journey to a place we've never been before to meet a man Hallelujah. I'm ready to meet him this morning. God is so good. Y'all guys wrote some good songs. I still listen to them. Fred sang Hills of Home that Brother Dinah sang. There's no telling what I sang. I allow the breakout with anything. Church lady, what is he doing this morning? My wife said, I got a little Tina White man in me somewhere. I love God's people. And I got three voices. I can sing like black people. And then sometimes I try to mock Spanish people. Boy, you ought to hear me do that. But I love trying. I like giving God glory. I believe if I worship him, I worship him with everything I got. God don't like no half-hand worship. He want 100%, and he want his worship. He don't want ours, and I thank God that he put it in me to worship him in spirit and in truth. So I'd like for you to get your Bibles. I'm headed back to Genesis this morning, and I just want to read in Genesis chapter 1. Yes, sir. Be nice. And I'll try not to be as long as I will last night. I just felt real good last night. And I hope you was blessed. I got a few phone calls from people other places that they was really blessed and they enjoyed the service. So I hope you did too. Because I just want to be a blessing to God's bride. We're not here to prove ourselves. We want to prove Jesus Christ. We want to prove his word, not our word. Can you say amen? So I thank the Lord for it. And I told Brother Donnie, we're finished with that chapter of worrying about what people say. Let's go and see what he has to say. Amen. They can't stop us no way. We're unstoppable. How many believe you're unstoppable? Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, and I'd like to read a few verses from it. 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And God blessed them.
Yes.
He created them and then he blessed them. So we're blessed this morning. God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. He meant business, didn't he? He said it again. Have dominion, Lord have mercy, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over everything that creepeth, moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb, is that right? Bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is in the fruit of the tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be meat. Heavenly Father, we read a portion of your word, and we do thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. We ask now that you bless this bride in this portion of the country, and every minister that's preaching the fullness of the word around the world to your elect lady, bless them this morning. Be merciful to us, Lord. Then I'd like for you to take away our thoughts and let us feed from the mind of Christ. We ask this now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You might be seated. Share just a few moments with you. You know, God is so great in his mercy and in his power. And I believe that everything God made was good. My elder brother or my father lost it. I'm going to read something to you. Maybe it'll just give you an insight where I'm headed at. Just briefly, I just want to share this with you, and then I'll try to cross the river, headed back to Carolina. But I want to share something with you that maybe be a blessing to you. I'm getting used to this new thing here. Y'all pray for me. Brother Donnie do a good job helping. I'm getting used to my book. But I'm going to tell you what happened while I'm trying to find my place. God in his power, he gave Adam everything.
Yes, sir.
He told Adam to be fruitful.
Amen.
And multiply. I gave you this garden. It's yours. I want you to take over. And he gave him a woman. And I'm just trying over things just to get to this thing right quick. And he said, now, you're going to have dominion over the fish of the sea. And everything that come before you, 500 and some thousand species, I'm going to give you power over them. And you control everything. And I'm going to give it to you. And you're going to be an heir to God. I am the Almighty God, but I'm going to make you an amateur God over my creation. And when God made thus that, this is what he said on in the message. He says, now listen, all things are possible to them that believe. We got the untapping source of God at our hands. To display God. We are sons and daughters of God. And when God made man, he made him a God. He gave him dominion over the earth. But his fallen estate dropped it. Dropped that. But what they lost by Adam, it's restored by Christ. So Adam lost everything. Through Adam we became broke. We was rich. And Adam broke because he bankrupted us. I said Adam bankrupted us. We left out broke. But God, who's rich in mercy, God couldn't stand seeing his children broke. He couldn't stand seeing his man not having nothing. When he walked in the garden, he looked around the garden, and not one time that God ever had to look for his son. His son was always available when he called him. Ready to meet him. But the woman that God gave Adam, the first marriage that was ever introduced, God did it. Our prophet said it's the oldest institution in the Bible. Marriage. And God said, this is now bone of your bone. And said, Adam, repeat after me. She's now bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. You are one. And Satan with his big ears was listening. No, Satan is nosy. He got big ears and he want to know everything God's doing. And God put his son and his daughter out there in that garden. And God told him that fellowship with all of it. But one thing. Don't deal with that tree in the midst of the garden. Stay away. But you know the story. We got to go into all that story. But Adam's wife got ambitious and curious. She wanted to know what was so important about that tree. That God said, don't look, when God says something, just do it. You know why you got gray hairs? Because Eve started wondering. You know why back hurting, all those graveyards, all friends and loved ones going on? Because Eve started wondering. Well, it wasn't bad that Eve did that. But Adam fell in love with Eve. Love is a powerful source. He had the same kind of love that God had for his bride. And he saw his wife in trouble. And Adam was standing there at the time of decision. Remember, I preached a time of decision. Adam was standing in a position where he had to make a decision. Now in the church, Brother Adam said he should have kicked her out. Said she should have been burnt with the serpent. Hello? In Satan's Eden, he said, I believe in his head, if she winked at another, he should put out. Whew, that's heavy. But Adam, who was rich in mercy,
him who had a heart of forgiveness. Looked down and saw his bride lost. No way to fellowship with God. I have a choice. I have a decision to make. I can sell the whole human race. I can give up everything for this woman I love or let her die. Right. His love for her outwore his... His love for her outwore everything God gave him. Can't stand it. Can't live with him, can't live without him. What she done makes me don't want her no more, but I love her so much I got to have her. So he made the choice. I'm going down with her. And you know the story, what they did? And then they recognized their eyes was open. They had the ability to see wrong and right. Then they recognized they didn't, they was naked, the Bible says. And they run and hid themselves. Something they never done before. They never run. They never hid. They always was in the garden like little kids playing around waiting on the Messiah. But this time, they run. Did you know Adam did not know he lost the power of the abstract title to redemption? When Adam fell, he did not realize how much he was getting rid of. He sold out everything. The most greatest thing he ever done, he broke fellowship with the Maker. He broke fellowship with his Maker. But God, who's just, come down in the garden at the cool of the day. And I can hear him say, Adam, Adam, where art thou? And Adam come easing out from behind them bushes with leaves on. Adam, who told you you was naked? Who revealed to you that great mystery? Adam says, the woman you gave me. Y'all know how we love to blame one another. Then the woman said, the serpent showed me. And then the serpent didn't get a chance to say nothing. He was just cursed. Somebody say amen for that. But did you know that serpent was an innocent beast? He was minding his own business up under the leadership of Adam. Did y'all know that Adam was over him? But when Satan entered in that beast spirit, into that flesh realm of the beast, and took control of his house, he made him lust for another man's wife. Is that right? There's two ways you can say this, and you know how to be careful how you say it, but Brother Branham said, actually, he knew Eve before Adam knew her. The only reason why she was Adam's wife first, because she was in Adam before the foundation of the world. But flesh-wise, he knew Eve first. But Adam didn't care about that. Adam was in love. God don't care how low you fall. God don't care how bad you been. He blessed you before you got here. Can we have an evangelist service and I'm going to let my hair down. Can I just relax? I don't want to try to be super smart. Can I not be super smart? Can I just be me? And just talk with this plain English. I want you to understand that Adam could not stand seeing his wife in the condition he's in. God could not stand seeing us in our condition. And when God heard on page 34, 36 of the church, but Brother said, when he first got the news, he said, a son just fell. God said, what? He acted just like he didn't know what was going on. Say, what? Your son just, he said, well, you know what? I'm not going to send you Rimmerd. I'm not going to send you Michael. I'm not going to send you Daniel. I'm not sending you Angel. Travis, you can't go either. Don't even ask. Why? Because this time I'm going myself. I'm going down and handle this myself. Then when you meet Adam, Adam is in a frantic way, hiding from his maker. Adam, I gave you dominion, power over everything. I made you a god. I put you over control of everything. Can you imagine you was amateur God? You could say to the tree, go over there and it would go. Do you know can speak to the animals, 500 some thousand species, and give them all names. I gave you channels to my mind. You had creative power. Whatever you said, if the wind blew too hard, you could tell it to cool down. If your wife had a little cool breeze, you could tell the breeze to cool off. Just whatever you said, it was like me talking. I imagine them said, yes, God, I understand, but I'm in love. I know what God was saying in the back of his mind. I got a son feel the same way you feel. You know what he's saying? He didn't want Satan on here saying, that's my boy. He's doing exactly what I want him to do. Because one day I'm going to get in the body and do the same thing. I will promise him that Adam dropped everything. Just dropped the ball. And left for Satan. And Satan, I'm going to use the terminology ball, and Satan went to grab it. And when he reached his dirty hands to get it, God snatched it. God snatched it from him. Put it back within himself. And it looked like we was lost. It looked like it was over. And God looked around and he said, Adam, you got to go. You can't stay here in this garden like this anymore. Get you and your wife and leave. The prophet said, on shores the Father in different places, standing experiencing the 50s, he said, the Adam was slowly walking out. He didn't script Adam of that denomination idea. Tore it off of him. And when he tore it off of him, he said, Adam was walking with his bride on his arms. He said, them big muscles, Adam was holding up that little firm lady and said, they were walking out with tears in their eyes. Their spirit was saying, we don't want to leave. But they broke God's word. And said, God being the God is, said, hurt him so bad in his heart. Say, yeah. Satan with them big ears was listening. Say, yeah. Adam, stop. I told you you got to leave, but I left something out. I want to tell you, I'm going to make a way for you to return. What made God feel that way? God saw that blood. Oh, hallelujah. God saw the blood of an animal. Hallelujah. An innocent lamb's blood that he shed. Warm blood. Dripping down Adam's leg. Dripping down his wife's leg as they walked out of the garden. And them cherubim with the flaming sword standing there moving back and forth as they walked out. And God said, hold it for a minute. I need to give him a message. Even though I'm telling you to leave, I'm going to make a way for you to return. And Satan, big eyes, they coming back? After I've done all of this, he's going to let them come back? But he didn't know how God was going to bring us back. He knew one day there'd be another bride. There would be another people would share that dominion power. We would take back what we lost. God was sending the spirit of infallibility, place it in the heart of the bride, and say, take back what belongs to you. He went after generation after generation. Satan fought his brains out. Satan wrestled his brains out, trying to figure out how God was going to do it. How's they going to get back to the garden of God? How are they going to be restored sons? How are they going to get back this power out of here? What can I do? What can I do? He broke into another thing. Oh, I got to. I want this kingdom. I want everything. How can I get back? I took it by God. I thought I had it. He's going to give it back to him. I'll wait and see. And when the two boys born, he knew one of them was his. Take my son and he'll be slick enough to woo his way back into the garden. I'll let my son rob him of the garden again. What he didn't realize, he was dealing with the maker. Any trick Satan tried, God had already had an answer for it. Satan was fighting a losing battle. Sometimes we come to church with our head between our legs and our eyes all bulged out. Look like we've been whipped by a turkey. And we are the bride of Jesus Christ. We are a people that are called by his name. And we shall not and we will not be defeated. I'm riding the waves just a little bit here. I want to get through this because I got something I want to share with you. And them boys grow up and then you know the battle and the devil, when he saw Abel go down, got God again. Brother Branham said when God said in chapter 3 of the Bible, he said in Timothy, he says, I will put enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. See, he said, a woman ain't got no seed. He was small enough to know that. Woman ain't got a seed. Wonder who the seed is gonna restore Eden. I just got rid of Abel, and now not the seed is gonna try to take my kingdom. Do you know that rascal thought it was his kingdom? He thought he owned everything. I will wipe him out. He stomped head after head. He beat up Moses. He beat up David. He walked on Joshua. He made them get angry. He made them commit adultery. He made them kill. Boy, he was at an all-out war. Every one of them had flaws. Even Joseph was the closest to Christ. He had a flaw. Satan was a real fighter. Brother Branham said, you are no match for the devil without the Holy Ghost. You might as well have quit trying to beat him with your mouth. Your mouth won't whip him. Your guns can't stop him. He must be born again. If you want your dominion back, if you want your authority back, you must be born again. So Satan saw that every time God would raise up a man, a God man, an amateur God, he'd knock him down. He'd just step on him. And he'd look another tree to grow up. And he'd step on him. Samson was a great man of God. You remember the message, once more, Lord? I believe 1961 or 62, once more, Lord. He says Samson was hard-headed, but he was a man of God. He loved them wild women. He didn't know the wild women was going to be his downfall. And the devil kept painting them up. And the faster he get rid of one another, come, his mama would tell him, don't go that way. His father said, don't go that way. But he went anyhow. He did not know he was getting ready to be stripped of his dominion power. When he born, God told his mother, tell no one that his hair was a Nazarite vow. And that's where I deal with him at. He allowed Delilah, the deceiver, to come into his garden, to come into his realm with God, and expose his power. And then the mighty Samson was stripped. Cut his head bald. Plucked his eyes out. And he couldn't do nothing with the Philistines. Satan wants to know our weakness. He wants to know what he can take to get to us. But I constantly tell him, you can gnaw on these bones. You can give me arthritis. You can take my eyesight. You can cripple me. You can roll me with a car. You can beat me down. You can put me in a wheelchair. But I'll be back. I tell him, I don't care what you do. You ain't met the real me yet. He ain't seen the best man yet. He's been knowing off this hill. This don't have superpower. This is part of the beast. This is cousin of the beast. But wait till you see. Wait till you see the brand new me. I can't hardly wait till I get my new body. That's why I'm in church for. I'm looking for my body. I'm yearning for this body change. Anybody that want a body change? This message will create a body change. Take the old out and give you a new. But I love what the prophet said. He ain't going to give you new dirt. He's going to take your old dirt and go quicken it by the quickening power. And we're going to have our dominion. You know what? We really got our dominion power now. I'm not looking down the road. I already have power to put him under my feet. We're just afraid to speak. Brother Branham said, this bride recognized the power she has. If y'all knew what y'all could do. Oh, I feel good, brother. I feel real good. When I get to talking like this, I'll be ready to take on a giant. I said, if we really knew what we had invested in our heart, you would make Satan run like a coward. But oh, he'll be back. Brother Branham said when Jesus rebuked Satan, he left for a season. If he come back to battle Jesus, he'll certainly be back to battle you. He don't never go no way. But I'm like Ali. I'm a little like Muhammad Ali. I tell him, you ain't going 15 rounds. Sometimes I tell him, I'm going to take you to the third round and I'm going to knock you out. Did you know a little sparring with the devil is good for you? I don't like to knock him out to start with because he run his mouth too much. He got a big mouth. Sometimes I like to get right on the edge with him. And like he did, Jesus came out there and said, you see these kingdoms? Jesus said, yes, I see them. You can have them all if you just bow to me. I listen to Satan talk sometimes. I put my hand up. I said, why you devil? Sometimes he'll take you right to the brink and talk to you. He'll try to talk you into something. Put your gloves on, get ready to fight. Because I'm going to tell you, God has restored us back to Eden, all but our houses. We got everything that Adam lost, all but our houses. Brother Branham, our houses is the missing link. Once we get our houses back, no more headaches, no more tired days, no more dragging around, but we'll travel at the speed of light. They got they Superman, but I'm the real Superman. They talking about a man of steel. I'm more than a man of steel. I got Jesus on the inside. And that's enough. Somebody say amen. When you got Jesus on the inside, Satan is no match for you. Don't sit around and let the devil bang you upside your head and tell you ain't gonna make it. You believe a doctor? Doctor says, take $2 to stop your head from hurting. That's Tylenol. Don't stop your head from hurting. The guy will give you some morphine and say the pain will ease up. That morphine don't take that pain away. Your belief in what he said. Cause if an aspirin can heal you, put it on your coat. If you got that kind of power, use it on everything. I don't know nothing that heals you but one thing. That source from God. Brother Branham said medicine aids. Kind of like a helper, a crutch for you. You're still crippled, but that medicine helps you. But God ain't a crutch. When he said, be thou made whole, and you believe, you be whole. God don't halfway do nothing. Even when his son left, he let him know, I'll make a way for you to come back. God has made a way. When are we going to take our position? When are we going to stop playing around with this message, making excuses? Wowzy, wowzy, ooh, the devil beat me. I can't stand to be around nobody. Always telling me, the devil whipped me. I can hardly make it. I can do all things. You see, my friend, you don't never get down? Sure I do. But that don't be me. You got it? That's this old lousy house I live in. I hate my house. I ain't mad with y'all. Y'all ain't my problem. My problem is me. Because if I can defeat me, you won't be no problem. You know, people quit church and they want to blame you. Brother Donnie preached something I just didn't like. That's their loophole. In their heart, they're wanting to quit anyhow. People make excuses for what they want to do. Well, let me tell you something, church. That is a trick of the enemy. He done heard God say he's going to have another bride that will not fail. Oh. I hope y'all mind me quoting from the church book. I read a lot. Page 16, I believe it's somewhere around paragraph number 3 or 4. He says something that I said to the church a week ago. I said, now you need to listen to this. If you don't think you got dominion power, if you don't think you done tuck back what's yours, William Branham, the prophet, said this. He says, God has a special class people that he can only reveal this to. He said he called you special. He says it's going to take a supernatural instructor to give it to the bride. And you're going to have the power to receive it. Because you are the one that he handpicked. And Satan knows that there's something different about us. You notice he fights us harder than do anybody else. He don't bother denominations. He don't bother people in jail. He don't mess with a drunk. He comes right to the message church. He comes right where God promised there will be a people that will not fail. Is anybody that feel like you will not fail? not be defeated. Paul said, yet poor, but rich. I am a possessor of all things. God has given us back everything. When he gives you the token of the Holy Spirit, you got all you need, all the ammunition you need to whip the devil is in the Holy Spirit. So the crowd, I'm at Pentecost, just a little bit. I believe it makes you jerk sometimes. You know, a lot of people talk to joy, slam out this thing. They want you to have head knowledge. They want you to get real smart. Brother Matt said, knowledge would ruin you. He said, you need revelation. He said, Satan, know if you ever get a revelation, you'll become powerless. Satan will become powerless before you. He cannot defeat. He hates revelation. He knows if you get revelation, you capture the mind of Christ. He cannot do nothing with you. All the other brides fail, but we are ordained not to fall. He took that title deed to redemption that he took from Adam, that he hid back in himself. What number is life? We do a whole lot of quoting, but it wasn't nothing but his life. He took his life from Adam. He left Adam with a natural life and breathing of there. But that eternal life, that revelation of eternal life, he took that away from Adam. And left Adam stripped by what Satan doing. But in his last days, he sent it back. He said Adam had the ability to walk out and look at the eagle. And it's called him, he said he'd fly on his shoulder and they'd have fellowship together. Said a bear would walk up to him and he could lay on his mane. And said the animals love him. The big old whale in the ocean, it'd all come up when Adam would walk around and he'd cool with him. Yeah. Yeah. Even his wife could talk to the animals. And the animals would just get fall upon that anointing. I know it's been restored back. Because Brother Branham said when he got in trouble, he reached for his gun. Yeah. Yeah. Watch the power of him. Watch that dominion power. He says, oops. Said he stood still for a moment. And that presence of God come down. And say, you apologize to that bull. I'm sorry that I'm on your turf. Will you forgive me? And say, the bull kind of like dropped down. He did not hear William Branham's voice. He heard the voice of his maker. Oh, man, people try to give Brother Branham that credit. But Brother Branham knew he couldn't stop that bull. He reached for his gun. He did what human do, something to protect him with. But when he stopped for a second, he realized he was the Son of God. He realized he was an amateur God. Just maybe if I speak to him and apologize to him, he'll stop. Bull, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. That's dominion power, you hear me? And the bull kneeled down before him. What made a wild bull kneel down to a man? He heard the voice of God and shut him down. I was pushing my lawnmower in my yard. One morning, it was hot. And I was pushing my lawnmower. I kind of wiped my face and he said, I hit a bush. When I did, he said, there was a bunch of hornets in that bush. He said, I stirred up some hornets. He said, they come out on a rush on me. He said, I apologize for disturbing you from your rest. He said, it's went back. You know, people, they, that's, you know, when I tell people something like this, they say, you full of jokes. They don't believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A man could talk to the weather and change the weather. A man could talk to a wild beast, stop a wild beast. A man that could tell a woman, ask anything you want God to do it. A man that could go into the mind of God and say, you got a knot on your head 25 years ago. You're sitting on the side of the bed. I saw the country was hills, Pennsylvania. There's no man have that kind of power of his own. I don't know that one man can tell you everything about you. That man is the Lord Jesus Christ. But what he did, he took his life and emptied it in William Branham. And William Branham received dominion power. He took back what Adam lost. I believe this morning God has given us the opportunity to take back what Adam lost. I believe this morning we can do it. He gave us the word. He gave us the spirit. When we gonna start praying? When we gonna get on our knees and say, God, give me of your life. give me of your life, Lord. Open up the fountain of life. Fill me with your divine love. Because divine love shuts down everything. He says, if you say to this mountain, be moved and don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you say, it shall come to pass. That's the kind of authority. That's the kind of power that dwells in you. You can look at mountains. And boy, we got a lot of them too. You might be thinking I'm talking about them big mountains out there. But we got some mountains in our lives that we need to speak to. Cancer is a mountain. Tuberculosis is a mountain. Sickness of your family is a mountain. But we have a right to speak to any of them and tell them to leave. And don't doubt in our heart, it will have to go. We done preach so deep, so we done forgot about the simplicity of God. People come to church sick and go back home sick. When we gonna take authority over these demons and tell people, be thou made whole. I don't care how much words you get. If you don't get some with some superpower in it, if you don't preach with power and demonstration, then people won't know what to do. Teaching is great. Revelation is great. All that time in Christ, but we need men of God that's not afraid to hit the pulpit and rebuke the devil and cast out devils. Oh, I'm going to make the world mad at me. Not only cast out devils, but speaking tongues. Shout. Prophesy. Those gifts ain't going nowhere. We just chose to set them on the shelf. We chose that we don't need them no. I got the third pull. I don't need no tongues no more. I don't need no prophecy no more. That's why your church in a mess. Brother Branham said, show me Mark 16 in any church. I'll show you Jesus Christ. He said, signs and wonders follow every believer. I'm not trying to make you Pentecost, but truly we are Pentecost. By divine revelation, we are the true Pentecost. We are the true book of Acts when it's age. The prophet said if God ever put forth another branch, it'll be like the first branch, church. Peter didn't play with the devil. When Peter received the Holy Ghost, he looked the devil in the face in Acts chapter 3 and said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give unto thee. Take up your bed and walk. There was at the gate called Beautiful. That man was laid lame all his life. Peter got tired of the devil having that man bound. Peter get down and says, devil, would you please come off of him? Satan, we ain't gonna cause you no problems. But would you please come off? Peter said, come out. Take up your bed, be thou made whole. And the little man's legs wiggled and he stood up. He went about and told everybody. That little man that taught him life, he spoke to me. And when he spoke, my legs received power. I'm a new man since I met Peter. And Peter revealed Jesus Christ. Oh man. Peter told him that the man that you crucified is both Lord and Christ. Peter had a revelation of the two spirits in the framework of the church. He knew what spirit was causing trouble and what spirit fell. He had received dominion power for his day. Peter received back what Adam had for his day. He was able to conquer them. Well, I heard it message people. I got more power than the early church. You don't read where Peter had to go take the aspirin. Peter tell him, go back to the devil. Oh, we're super church. We put Peter them to shame. You do? You do? How many of you been told, take up your bed and walk? We talk big words, but when we go express what we're talking about. And there is a group of people in this message, in some of the churches, that have received that kind of authority, that kind of power. I am so sick and tired of people leaving church. Their family's dying. They're sitting in church with headaches, eye problems. And we finish preaching and don't say, is anybody need prayer? And then you'll sit in your seat and let the devil wear you out. The Bible says, let them call for the elder of the church. If you want dominion power, call on the elder. And then the elder lay hands on you. And the Bible says, when he lay hands on you, you'll be forgiven all your sins and you'll be healed. That's the spoken word. I would probably go in the city and people go on a fast before you get there. We go in the city to get drunk when we come in. Our prophet is no different than me and our brother Donnie.
That's right. That's
right. Now I know a lot of people get offended in that because they don't have a revelation. But Brother Anderson, I'm a sinner saved by grace. And every time he prayed, he'd say, Father, forgive me. You ain't never heard Jesus say, Father, forgive me, have you? I sinned today, Father. Forgive me, I made a mess. But Brother Branham could say that. Jesus never did make a mess. Jesus never did make a mistake. Oh, man. And that same Jehovah God that dwelled in William Branham, our prophet, he didn't go any greater, Brother Branham. The mighty angel's here this morning. He's just as much here with his dominion power as he ever was. He just want to find a unit vessel. He want to find somebody that said, take my house and use it to your glory. Whatever you want to do, use it to your glory. We're too quiet about this. We've lost our joy. I'm going to preach a message that you preached to me for a minute. You preached on a cycle of revival. And you read the same quote I read in the church age book where Brother Randall said, the church is cooling off. Y'all don't see the cool off in here? It's cooling off everywhere. But Ralph said they're going back to doing things that they used to wouldn't do. They dress code change. They worship change. They come into church to change. They feel like they ain't got it to do. But they will be a people that'll break the cycle. When everybody else is going back, we'll go forward. I'm not going back. I come too far to turn around now. I see what Adam had. I see what Brother Branham had. And I want it.
Amen.
You know, I talked to Brother Billy, and I don't know what y'all talking about. He says, now when my daddy died, he said the doctors and them checked him. See, he had a heart like a young man. He was like Moses. His power and strength never abated him. He died from an accident. Brother Branham was just as strong as any young man there was even after he died. I talked to a brother that went to handled his funeral, said he went in the room and he said, "Ask Billy Paul, says, I want to say goodbye to the prophet." He said he went to the casket 3 times. The first time, it scared him. You know how Elijah in the Bible had this great power that Adam had, and there was at war and Elijah bones was in the ground, and the man fell on that anointed grave. And his bones was just happening to be laying there. And that man, that soldier fell on them dried up bones. And he was a dead man. And the anointing on the dead man bone brought him back to life. Well, Brother Tom told me, he said the first time, he thought it was a coincidence. He said, went in there and he said, Brother Branham head was shaved bald. And said, he looked at sad laying there and he said, goodbye, prophet. And said, he put his hand on him and said, shot him. So he stepped back and said, went out to see that Billy noticed that. And Billy said, brother, what's wrong? He says, nothing. I need to go back one more time and say goodbye. Billy said, well, sure, Brother Tom, go ahead. Yeah. So the second time he looked down, he's kind of curious. He looked at him, make sure he's dead. He looked up and down the castle and he eased his hand back to him and said, got a bigger shot. He said, Brother Fred, I declare to God, he said, I've never seen nothing like it. The dead man never moved on. He said, but every time I touch that body, I get a big shock. He said, I believe I'll go back one more time just to satisfy my mind. Y'all need to understand, the supernatural stays in that body for a while. If it's in there, it's in there. But Fred, I don't want to buy that. Well, then you don't buy Elijah bones having it then. You go back to the Elijah again. You go back to the same spirit that was in Elijah was in our prophet. Went back the third time. He said, that time I grabbed him and held him. So it was like a great big shot. He said, come running out of this building. I seen enough of Brother Branham. So he said it was such a great, tremendous shot. It carried him to the scripture about Elijah doing that to a man that was dead. I say if a dead man can shake me. I say if a man that preached the gospel, I can go lay hands on him. And he shocked me being dead. What to the live man? Oh, God. What to the live man that possesses the same power walking around and look me in the face and say, I see that you got cancer. God revealed to me you got cancer and it's eating you up and the doctor's giving you your last chance. If God can show him that, God can heal me.
Come on.
Brother Dinah, what has happened in this message? They put it all on Brother Branham. And that's how come people dying with diseases. Because they think Brother Branham carried all those glorious gifts with him to the grave. I hate to disappoint you. Jesus Christ is still here. The one that gave out dominion power, the one that says, I give you authority over every demon. He's here in somebody's body. Whoa. Oh. Don't think I'm acting silly, but he's standing here in a black man this morning. Oh, y'all gonna take me wrong. Some of y'all gonna say that man done gone crazy. But here stands the Almighty God in a 200-pound, 57-year-old, plucked up bald head man that loves him with all his heart and he lives in me. And whatever I say, God'll do it. I challenge your faith this morning to show me if you can get up and believe, then God can heal you. If you got bill problems, he can fix them. If you're depressed, he can lift it off of you. If you don't see where you're going, he'll make your way clear. But you got to believe with all your heart and ask what you will. Stop going home a defeated Christian. We have a right. Oh, man. I'm going to say it real loud. We have a right to go in God's kitchen. We have a right to go in God's bedroom. We have a right to go in God's living room. We have a right to lay down with God. And have access to heaven. And a gift of healing. And a gift of salvation. In heaven's, hallelujah, storehouse. All you got to do is knock. Amen. And the door will be open. Amen. Seek him and you'll find him. But get up early in the morning. That's right. And let the devil know you're going to war. And I am too. Boy, I tell my churches all the time. I want them to know when I get rowdy. I tell them, I say, look, when you lay down at night, Satan gets right over the bed and he's gritting his teeth. I want to kill you. You're preaching on me. You're going out and telling the sisters you're wearing these long dresses with that long hair and walking around a Bible and talking about a prayer. I want to kill you. And then your theophany standing there. Try it. You don't protect yourself. You are helpless. Laying there in a body that's wore out through the day. And God dispatch an angel down there. Go down there and stand side your body.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham said, who's this Melchizedek preaching in 1965? He said, when you receive this revelation, you've heard from your theophany. So your theophany is watching out for you. You sleep and the devil gritting. He was in church praising the Lord and making me look bad. This is one I want to kill real bad. You done said your prayers. And he said, Lord, now me lay me down to sleep.
Come on now.
I pray my soul you'll surely keep. Yeah, yeah. If I should go to the heaven kingdom before I wait,
yeah.
I pray, Lord, my soul you'll take.
Sure,
the devil heard you down there talking to God and reciting how you feel about him. The devil said, I want him to miss one prayer. I want him to do one wrong and I'm going to take his life.
Boy.
He don't know I sin all day long. I woke up a sinner. Grace just taking care of me.
Sure.
Nothing good. I have done
right.
To deserve God's own son. I'm not worthy of the love he's shown to me. I ain't worthy of that.
No.
He does it because I come from God and I go back to God. And his hellhounds is barking. They want you bad. But that one angel, just one angel, you sleeping good. Standing there, I'm going to take him, touch him. Touch him, you slew foot devil. In the name of Jesus, get out of here. You notice it was kind of tight, but all of a sudden you roll over and say, ah. Your theophany just run the devil off. You say to yourself, I get up in the morning no more. No, you don't. Your theophany of life, something tugs you. You go,
Once again I faced Satan this morning, and I battled him all the day long. But in my weakness, God sends reinforcement. And at sundown, I'll sing victory song. You know what I'm saying? For the sun's coming up in the morning. Every tear will be gone from my eyes. Help somebody, help me out. This old red way to Jesus. And like an eagle, somebody say like an eagle, I'll take to the sky. This world hates you. Y'all don't get it. This world hates you, but God loves you. The world loves it all, but God loves you. You can make it. Amen. You have already made it. Yes, stop letting people beat you down and tear up your character. That's a trick of the devil. You're no good. You ain't going to make it. Man, that don't give you faith muscles. Yes, I told the devil one time, he's running his mind in my face. The devil is talking in my head. He said, you're blaspheming. You're the devil. You're preaching that false gospel. You're going to hell. I said, hey. He said, what? I said, if I'm that bad, why are you wasting your time? There's a way to shut the devil's mouth. If he's running his mouth calling all them bad things, just stop him for a minute. You got so many other people to get, and you're pounding on me. If you already got me, why are you still talking to me? When the police lock me up, he don't talk to me no more. He puts you in the cell and he go out and find somebody else. If you got me in prison, why are you standing at my gate study talking? I know it's your problem. I got you in prison. I got you in prison and you yelling at me cause you want out. But you ain't gonna get it cause you ain't got it. I love telling the devil you ain't gonna get it cause you ain't got it. I try to talk country to him cause he like them proper boys. I talk country to him. You ain't gonna get it cause you ain't got it. I do all I can to make him mad cause I'm waiting on my healing. I'm waiting because God told me, say to the mountain, ask what you will. You speak it, it'll come to pass. Believe it in your heart, and so shall it be. What y'all don't realize, Adam lost all of this, but Christ got it all back. The second Adam gave back what the devil took from me. I can say, you know, I could brag on Jesus all day long and never get tired. When Abel died, the devil thought it was over. When Moses was buried and he couldn't find him, he said, it's over. It wasn't over. The best was getting ready to get started. Another man says, they did all that bad work, but one day, a babe was born in a manger. He was prophesied of, and kings looked for him. Where's this babe for the takeover? And the stars lined up, and the Magi saw it. And the ones that studied the word said, the stars is lined up. It's the time for the king. And they followed that star rat to the king. And when they saw the king laying in the middle, saw the king playing around. He wanted a baby in the manger, but I said, he's a young boy. Child running around, and they gave him frankincense and all those gifts and stuff. Did you know they wouldn't even let Herod know what was going on? The angels said, don't even tell this mystery. We talk too much. Satan don't like it when you don't know something. And Brother Brown said, never say nothing when you're trying to get something. He said, when you're looking for a blessing, just keep praising God and keep what you're looking for in your heart. He said, God will deliver, because Satan with no big old ears listening. What is it that he want? What is it that he want? I ain't telling you. In my heart, I said, God, you know what I need. Lord, I'm a sinner saved by grace. You know what I need. Because I know you're listening. Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. You're the great King of heaven. You son of prophet. You're so great. Bless my brothers and sisters. You know what I am.
Yes. Amen.
Say, so why do you keep putting them blank spaces in there?
Yeah.
because I don't want him to know what I'm expecting from God. So when I get it, I can look in the face. You missed that, didn't you? You know why you missed it? I didn't let you hear it. Don't count God slack. He rewards those that diligent seek after him. He is a rewarder. Do you need a reward this morning? He said, Brother Fred, you ain't preaching like you did last night. I'm preaching just like he needed me. Somebody need healing. Somebody need to be encouraged. And the encourager is here tonight, this morning. Somebody need to be lifted up in the spirit. He's here to lift you up. I see a lot of you folks in there got gray hair. You're getting old and say, Lord, look like I'm going to go to the grave before the rapture takes place. Don't think that way. It could happen any day now. Brother Bill Young saw me when I first got in town. And I asked him to. I was sincere about it, too, because every day I got a phone call or a text how he was doing through the whole thing. Our church prayed for him. So he saw us at the parking lot, and I didn't know who he was when he first drove up. But I caught the voice. I caught that voice. Hey, y'all, bunch of holy rollers. How y'all doing? I turned around and said, that's Bill Young's buddy. But it sounds so good. Hear him speak so good. He said, I want to get out and tell the world. Listen to a man 70 years old, I believe. He said, I want to get out and tell the world that God's a healer. I want to tell everybody, baby, that God's a healer. I looked at that thing to myself. I said, we're in good health. We're just doing good. Don't want to tell nobody. But a 70-year-old man that died for 5 hours. I said, why in the world did you come back? Why did you come back to that piss house? He said, I laid there in that presence. He said, I never felt like that before in my life. See, I was out there. He said, well, I ain't going to tell y'all, but my friend, I'm going to wait that testimony to everybody. He said, but I felt so good where I was at, I didn't want to come back, but somebody called me back. I told my wife, if they start dialing my number for me in glory, tell them to hang up the telephone. If I happen to go out for a couple hours, you can cry if you want to, but don't say, come back, bro, friend, come back, because I love you. Back. I don't want to come back. Who wants to come out to these pest houses? Who wants to come out to something like Satan that rubs shoulders with the world, all the bad thoughts, things get in your eyes? I want to go to a place where the weak shall see from trouble and the weary be at rest. I want to go to a place where I don't think evil. I'm ready to go to that place. Is anybody ready to go yet? One more statement, and well, I'm going to let you go home now. If Adam had it, you got it. He lost it and God restored it back. We have a restored Eden in our heart. Eden has already been restored all but our houses. Future Home 1964, Brother Brown said, we've been restored completely back all but our houses. He said, we are eighth day people. He's calling it the Holy Convocation. We're restored people.
Amen.
Whoa! That might not make y'all happy, but we've been restored all the way back. But our houses. My house trying to catch up, but it got to change. It can't keep up with me because that man on the inside of me, he's running 1 billion miles per second. Might be going faster than that because he run so wild last night. So when I got home, I was like a shipwreck. I told Don, I said, I feel like I'm 18, but by the time I got home, I felt like I was 150. I said, the anointing feels good when it's up here, but when it leaves that body, you want to go somewhere and lay down like a coward and say, help. Help. But I'd rather have this anointing on me than living grace and mercy to you. Telling you that we got a Savior who cares. Who can heal. Who can change our dress code. Can make us different. And all the works we do don't count. It's His work by His will. By His grace. By His mercy. And by His election. He did it all for you. He did it all. What's all giving grace this morning? Give him a blessing. Say, He did it. I'm going at this thing. Just give me 1 second. I got something I want to read. I'm learning this. I'm not there yet. God be merciful to us. In the message called The Adoption, Brother Branham said something that was supernatural. I thought that was grace and mercy to us. He said that God will restore us back to Eden and let us walk through the garden of Eden. He said where no storms would pass by anymore. No more hurricanes.
No more sickness. No more fumes. He said, we're going to a place of perfect peace. That's why I'm in church this morning. I won't let nobody rob me of this glorious presence the Lord has given me. Bad news don't change how I feel about God. What people say about me don't change me how I feel about God. It shouldn't make, you know, it hurts us to think that people feel bad about us. But it gives me all the joy to know that when people are talking about me, I know somebody thinking about me. You know, somebody got to say something bad about us. Because y'all all thought I was good. I get scared. Somebody in here thinks he's a mess. And you're right. Whoever you are, I am a mess. But I'm saved by God's grace. I'm just like Rahab. I'm just like the woman at the well. You name it, I'm like all those bad people. But all those bad people was changed. It was the good people that thought they made it missed it. Go ahead and call me a brother Rahab. It don't hurt my feelings. Go ahead and call me the brother Mary. It don't bother me. Call me Lazarus' cousin if you wanna. They say he was a crumb snatcher. I was a crumb snatcher too. I wouldn't eat from the master table where the crumbs fell at. Don't bother me. But look where Lazarus ended up at, and look where the rich man ended up at. Don't worry about being great here. Worry about being great up there. Don't ever let what people say about you cut you down. Always remember who you are. I have a cartoon. I'm going to close my phone. I'm not going to read anymore. I'm going to quote a cartoon to y'all. And I know y'all said, Brother Fred, how you seen this cartoon? Because it's a cartoon rhyme and I've seen it. And I thought it was pretty good too. I'm going to tell you where it come from now. I don't have a TV. I don't believe in TV. Brother Brown said, I kicked that one idea out of my house.
That's right. Amen.
Well, how did you see Lion King? Well, it was on a DVD thing and I saw it. And I'm going to tell you how I saw it. My kids love little cartoons and my grandkids. And there was this big old lion and his name was Mufasa. Listen, and I'm serious now because it got a meaning that really stuck with me. He got killed by his brother Scar.
Yeah.
And his son was hurt because he thought he'd never see him again. And a little ugly monkey.
Huh?
A little ugly monkey said, I've seen your father. He said, my father is dead. He said, no, your father's not dead. Come follow me and I will show you. Some of us need to be showed the father soon. We think our father dead. He's not dead. He's alive.
Amen.
He carried him to the water where it could show a reflection of himself.
Yeah.
He said, he's here. Look hard.
Yeah.
We need to look real hard.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yeah.
He looked in the water and said, I don't see him. He said, look harder.
Yeah.
He's in your heart.
Yeah. Come on now.
He said, what has happened to you? You forgot who you are.
Oh my.
Some of us have forgot who we are. We need to get on our knees and look hard. He still lives.
Yes.
And he lives in me.
Yes.
And he lives in you. But you need to look hard. The enemy is lying to you.
Right.
Don't you let him do that. Give the Lord a big hand clap. Look hard. He still lives. Look hard. He still lives. He's alive. Somebody say he's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Come on, music players. I don't feel no way tired. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that these roads would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I don't feel no. That's it. I come too far from where I started from. You see, nobody told me that these roads would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, 40 years ago, I come to this message.
I was just a young teenage boy. They put me out of school because I was following a man and his picture was on it. And it was a white man. They told me that I was a white man lover. I was playing basketball for one of his high school. The junior varsity at the time was practicing. And I had a sealed book in my hand and I was witnessing about God's prophet. And the coach walked up to me and he said, Fred Mullins, you can't do that in here. He whipped me and he put me out of class. Told me, with your religion, you can't come in here.
Come on.
I walked out.
Yep.
All my friends, they laughed at me. See, I ain't tired. It never shut me down. Through 40 years, somebody stopped me over there and said, Fred, if you had to do it all over again, what would you do? I stopped and I thought for a minute. And these are the words I told him. Nobody told me that my rose would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Sing it with me. I don't feel. Where I started from. You see, nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Will you sing a verse for me, son? Say,
never said there would be trials. Never said I wouldn't fall.
Never said it.
Never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go.
Thanks, son.
But when my back is against the wall.
Yes.
And I feel the hope is gone.
You know what I do?
I'll just lift my head up to the sky.
And I say, Lord.
Say, help me to be strong.
Listen, sometimes your battles will get hard and you can't see your way, but you keep on fighting each and every day. Sometimes your mind will get so cloudy till you just don't know what to say. But remember, God has told us, I'll be with you even if you. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Hallelujah. I can't give up now. Oh, hallelujah. I come too far
from where I started from.
Anybody got a prayer? Listen. Nobody told. My roads would be easy. But you see, I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Hallelujah. Has anybody got a prayer before I go? Anybody got a need before we go home this morning? I want you to know that I love you this morning. I want you to know that I love you, Pastor. I love his wife and his family.
Amen.
And then him being the wife and his wife, him being the wife of this church, I love his wife, the church too. Every one of you, even the names that I don't know, I want you to know that I love you. And whatever you do, don't give up. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you to the end of the world. He's given back what we lost I've got my heritage right now. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 I want to tell y'all this. I can't take a heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can walk the troubled waters, not calm the raging seas. Oh, but I know a man who can. You know what I call it? Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. But I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. Let me tell you something, church. And when you feel no one can help you, and your life is out of hand, well, I know a man who can. Yes, I know a man who can. Don't mess me, because I'm mess you up if you try to follow me. Listen. Well, God sent a prophet. Well, he preached the seven seals. And the Holy Spirit came down and revealed to me. He showed me my name in heaven, and he sent his love to me. Now I know a man who can.
Oh, son, call me Jesus.
Hallelujah. Call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. And when I feel no one will help me and my life is out of hand, oh, I know. Hallelujah.
Thou, Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Oh, Thou, Lord.
Psalms 3.
Art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head.
One more time.
Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Oh, Thou, you're a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head.
cheer for me through the glory and the lifter of my head. Many there be increased that trouble me. Many are the demon spirits that rise against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for you in God. But I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me out of his holy hill. I lay me down and I slept. When I awakened, the precious, precious Holy Ghost sustained me. Seal for me through the glory and the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a seal for me through the glory and the lifter of my head. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of demons. Every evil spirit may rise up against me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of demons that encamp themselves against me.
Hospitality from your pastor into the church. We, the Church of Life Tabernacle, we thank you. We love you. Keep us in your prayers. God bless you, Brother Donnie. Looking forward to seeing y'all pretty soon.
Praise the Lord for his word today. Brother Jim Babb called me before the service this morning, and the nursing home where Brother Tracy is in, they had called him today and said that Brother Tracy had went into a sort of an unconscious type of state, I guess, that he wasn't responding, and the pneumonia count was apparently pretty high in his body. So we want to certainly just take him before the Lord if we can before we go. Let's just bow our heads together if you would. Lord Jesus, he's here, dear brother, Lord, and as I went there this week, Father, to see him, and could just tell, Lord, that physically he had certainly went down some. But as I told him, our lives are here for a purpose, and Satan can't take us until that purpose is through. We pray for our brother today, Lord. We know that you're the Almighty God. What's pneumonia or sickness or disease to your power? Nothing. We pray for him today, Lord. Lord, he told me the other day he's ready to go home and didn't want to stay no more. But yet, Father, unless you're done with him, I believe he wants to serve you and live for you and do what he can. Father, would you move for our dear brother, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Certainly appreciate Brother Fred and the saints coming up and being with us, don't we? We'll be getting together with Brother Fred and some of the other brothers and trying to work out a date for a meeting. We're tentatively going to try to look for Easter so the brothers can just come up and be with us and sing and preach and just have a great time of fellowship together. Also, Brother Jim Babb and Brother Michael and Brother Jackie and Brother Ron have been under such stress this last week because of all the things that's been ongoing. And I wanted to give them a couple of days break because they have stood between me and USA Today, Fox News, and all these other people from television and newspapers that have been trying to get in touch with me. And these brothers have stood between me and them, and they have took a beating. I'm telling you, they have took a beating. Phone calls, threatening calls, you just can't imagine all that they've gone through. So I don't want you just praying for me, and I thank you for doing that, praying for me and Carol. I so appreciate it so much. But these brothers really need our prayers as well because they're right here on location. And I know that some of you have been questioned about things that have been said. But we know one thing. Truth will always stand out right. That's right. And let me say to you, anything that I have said or anything that I have done, in any way that I presented this message that would have failed you or the Lord Jesus, or somehow I was a poor representative of this message, I ask you to forgive me. I do not apologize for the truth of this message. I believe it is right. I'm willing to die for it. But if somehow I failed to present it right, or somehow I didn't put it together, or somehow if it's anything to do with any of this, it's my failure. I apologize for all that you all have went through as a church, because I hear different things that you've been questioned at school and at work and this and that and the other. And if any of that is my fault, I'm so sorry. I would never bring anything on any of you or the bride around the world, because it isn't just us. It's other churches and preachers as well. But we know we've preached it for years and years that the press was going to come. We just didn't know hardly how it would be exactly. But if this is part of it, then so be it. If things like this is what it takes to get us out of here, you know, then God get us ready. Amen. And let me tell you, if you're here today and you're playing church, you just remember, when that press does move against the bride, you ain't going to have much time. So if you're waiting until next year and year after next, it may not take much press and she'll be gone. We want to be ready every hour of our life. Well, Brother Donnie, what if it gets worse? Well, if it does, he'll give us strength. He gave us strength for this, didn't he? Then he'll give us strength to go on. Amen. And we will. All the things that are before us, by his grace, we will go. And keep this before your friends. Hate no one. Don't have enmity in your heart against anybody. Any groups that we would withstand or any sin or whatever more, we do not believe in hatred. No. No, that's contrary to the Spirit of God. Love those that talk about us. Pray for them. I'll tell you one thing I've learned. Don't trust the media. Because they always want to help you, you know, get your side of the story out. Right, right. I felt like in some of these media things, I was talking straight to the pits of hell once I got done with it. I told them our stand on this, that, and other. They cut and spliced and twisted and my. But I'm glad we've got a good media. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you so much. Lord willing, we'll be back again Wednesday night. And we'll just look and see what the Lord's got to do for us. I've been studying on some things. I'll tell you, I believe it'll really be a blessing. You mean, Brother Donnie, you're not going to start preaching? Are you kidding me? A little bit of pressure. My goodness, children. Surely you know me better than that. You mean you're not going to bow under the pressure? You're not going to resign? Resign? I'll resign when God tells me to resign this church. Not before. No. We'll be smarter about things next time. We've learned more. Look out, devil. Amen. God bless you. So appreciate the grace of God, don't you? Hey, let's sing as we get ready to go. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. There's some really good testimonies that I want to share with you. about some things that has happened because of these events. I just can't hardly keep it from you today, but I just want to make sure about the facts of it. But God is moving. There's some things, really wonderful things, that are transpiring. Let's sing it together as we go. All night, all day, angels are watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Everybody now. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me. God bless you, saints. Go in the fear of God. The library will be closed Monday and Tuesday. I'd like to give our brothers a couple of day of rest. That'd be all right with everybody. If it won't be all right with you, we'll let you answer the phone. I think everybody will agree on those terms. God bless you. Go in the fear of God. All night.